Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to, I would say Grudge Talk, but then I wouldn't. This is just a brief little meeting that I wanted to call with the Texas branch out there just to kind of see where you guys mind or whatever. And some stuff, and see what we can do for us planning for some events next year in the Texas and Louisiana area, maybe because I'm just beginning to see a little trend for us with the poor support of the bikes or whatever at these events. So to try to just keep up with the racing and whatever, and to try to find out exactly what's going on with the racing. Family over in Texas, where I decided to call a few meetings, man, just to kind of get on top of things, just to see what's on the racer's mind. Alex sent a message saying something that he won't be able to get on, but at the same time, I mean, I keep some notes or whatever, something, so if there's anything that I need to share with him or whatever, I would definitely be able to. So at this time, I'm going to open up the lines or whatever, so if you just got something to say or put on the table or whatever, just feel free to say it. I mean, nothing is out of the way or nothing, you know, you say we'll be crazy or whatever. And again, it's just something to try to get an idea of what's going on. So if you got something to bring to the table now, just press 1 on your phone and I can open up your line. Again, this is not to bash anyone or whatever. And it's just, like I said, man, it's almost like a round the table talk. All right, we got 0931, and your line is open.
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, I don't know what to do better about the race, but one thing I can say, that's just my personal opinion, it is too many races, and that's the races are being spread out pretty thin. So everybody's throwing a race. So most of the people just waiting for the race in their own track or their town, and that's what they're doing.
Right. Yeah, I think that one of the problems, I think that's going on all over the place, man. I mean, give you a prime example. There's a race almost every weekend. Over towards, I guess you could say, from Alabama or Mississippi across over to Carolina. I think it's like two or three each weekend over there. I think one time it was like four or five events on one day, so... I don't know, man. I'm just trying to.
It ain't just Texas. You're right, but there's a lot of races out here. You know, Houston, Temple, here, you know. Shit, man. They throw a lot of races.
Right.
But for everybody just sitting back waiting until race come to their town and, you know, go race.
Right. Yeah. So you think that's killing the attendance for us with the bikes or whatever, which I'm sure it is, because, I mean, shoot, for you to try to make every event, whatever, you got downtime, maintenance and stuff done on your bike, so if your bike is messed up or whatever and you got another event that following week, shoot, I'm sure you won't have time to, you know, make those events.
I mean, I really wish that all y'all could come together, man, instead of all this, you know, everybody trying to do their own individual thing, man. It's enough money out here for everybody, you know.
Right.
And everybody come together. I mean, it ain't got to be for every event, but, you know, y'all come together for, you know, at least, you know, twice a year or something, man, you know. And, you know, the crowd will be a lot bigger if y'all did that, if y'all just came together.
Actually, I've talked to Alex and I hadn't really got a chance to kind of get at the table with him and talk more with him about some events together for next year.
You know, you got Jamal throwing races now, Chopper Leg down to Steve Landers down there at Temple, you know, so everybody really, with the stuff, you know, some of used Jamal, they'll go to anybody events, but most of the people, they won't.
Right.
You know, they just won't do it, man,
Would they, you know, what would this event take place in Texas or whatever, a centralized location or what? Because
well,
it'll be a quarter mile race.
To be at a, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It just needs to be at a good track. You know,
right.
Of course, you know, North Star is a good track. HMP is a good track. So, you know,
but if you pick North Star, then you have some people down there, like on the Houston Intertown, probably would say, well, man, that's kind of fun for me to drive up there and stuff. So it, you know, it does, it has a lot of variables in it for it to, you know, the selection of tracks or whatever you want to have this stuff in.
I mean, but you ain't got too much selection when it comes to good tracks, though.
No, you don't. You actually
so,
don't.
I mean, it's very, very limited in that area. So,
true.
I mean, it's just a point of getting everybody on the same page and everybody, you know, try to throw something together.
Right.
At least try it one time, man. If it don't work out, it don't work out. But you won't never know
right.
unless you do it, you know.
Right. And like I said, this is the reason why I called this little meeting or whatever. And, you know, just to try to just get the idea going, man, to see if we can, you know, recoup this before it gets out of hand or whatever. Because, I mean, with the way you're seeing all these new coming in and with these events or whatever, man, it's like you say, it's killing the well, I shouldn't say it's killing the sport, but you'll have your, you know, your certain people that follow certain people, so. And like I said, it's not trying to bash no one or not, but it's just trying to get to the bottom of what's, you know, what's really going on or what, from the racial standpoint or whatever, is what we're trying to find out. We got another caller here for a second, too, man. I'm going to open up the line here. We have 4920.
Hey, what's
up, Chris?
Line
is open. Hey, what's going on?
Ain't too much. I just kind of listening in. I do agree. I think, man, they got quite a bit of races that be going on. And I don't know if a lot of you guys is out there trying to get what they can from a race or what, but if they could come together, because the thing is, I mean, I don't care if you're traveling 4 hours one way, but
anywhere
if you go one way this
travel.
Weekend, right, I mean, it's a lot, it's going to end up being a lot of traveling the way it goes, so you... If you're on the road this weekend and then next weekend you get trying to do it again, and I mean, I think that traveling get old is what's happening, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely tell you.
Think about the Carolinas, you know, all them tracks right there bunched together, man. So them guys ain't really got too far to go, you know.
Right.
To go to a track every weekend. In Texas, this more spread out, man. You know, you're going to travel minimum 2-3 hours to go to any one of them, you know, unless
right.
you're right there in the area where they're throwing the event at.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I agree that would probably help either for the simple fact, too, if you can get all of the guys to pull together for the promoter or whatever to rotate around to the different tracks or whatever if, you know, come up to an agreement or whatever. Maybe next week sometime when I do have another one of these sessions or whatever, I'm going to try to invite all the promoters on and get them on and let them brainstorm as well and see and include the races as well because, like I said, man, I hate to see the sports kind of die down and because of, you know, people like, I know everybody loves racing or whatever, but at the same time, I would just love to see the action, you know, keep going.
Well, I know this is just hearsay. I'll just say it's hearsay, but, you know, there's a lot of talk about it. Kennedale saying, you know, I don't know how true it is, but it won't open next year. It's going to close down.
Right.
So I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know what Alex got planned. For the Grudge Fest or nothing like that, I can't speak on that. But, but the tracks are a good track. They are limited in Texas. I know they're opening up they redid Red Line. The facility, the pictures they look, it looks like it's going to be a nice facility. But the
right.
track condition, I don't know how that's going to be. But everybody knows
right.
North Star Hook. You know, HMP
right.
a hook, you know, but I don't know.
What about the Grudge versus the Classes, man. I mean, I kind of see a up and down in the trend for it. Right. It is. Just like in Louisiana as well. But and what I'm seeing over on this end here, you got a lot of guys that's on this end of town. They're shifting more towards the East Coast to go race stuff. And so, and this area
over here. Well, those guys over here.
I don't know, but if I was to build a Grudge bike, and we always call them a Class A, B bike or whatever, I would not want to go to the East Coast the first time out or whatever. I would rather go west, like come towards Texas and work my way back over to Carolina. From that standpoint, for some people, I guess, they're just anxious and just want to, you know, go and race. So that kind of takes away from the fact of whatever, you know, staying in your hometown racing or whatever. Then you wonder why you can't get races, but then you want to get mad at the street T class or whatever for having 30 to 60 bikes in the class, saying that, man, they took up a lot of the time.
Well,
but,
my personal opinion, you really can't compare Texas or Louisiana or Mississippi to the Carolina. Those guys got way more bikes, just period. You know, all the builders are over there, the main builders that most people want to use are right there. So, you know, that's the bulk of where the bikes are at. You know, from South Carolina all the way up to Maryland. You know, that's where the bulk of the motorcycles are at. Period. You know,
they probably got a bigger Grudge crowd over there.
They got a bigger scene. Period. Over there. You know, so I don't really think you can compare the two, being that the bikes are just so outnumbered. And then Alabama is right there, so Alabama just, you know, they right there in the middle of the mix of everything, so they can go to those races. You know, they don't have a problem with that, I'm pretty sure. But Texas to North Carolina, that's a long drive, man.
Yeah, because I kind of tossed the idea around to those Carolina guys about coming over to Texas next year sometime. But I know if those guys come over there, you know, I'm not going to try to put them on the Texas guys or whatever. So I may have to come up with something, man, where those guys can, you know, either try to race a rivalry from somewhere else or whatever. To put on a show, because I don't know too many that probably would even, you know, race those guys, except for maybe one or two people. So I just want to show them that we do have tracks over on this end of town for it that would actually hold those caliber of bikes.
It's a few tracks that will actually hold them.
Right.
There's a lot of them that won't, but it's a few that will.
Right, so, but I know with all this social media and stuff, and the only thing it do is takes one person to get out there and, you know, and talk, so that kind of takes away from the excitement for us if guys want to come over. But at the same time, I'm just, like, the prime example, that track over there in Louisiana, Thunder Road. It was a nice facility. It's just, and that's a little centralized, because, I mean, I'm thinking that you all are closer to it than what I am. But at the same time,
You got to make a decision between eighth and quarter, too, man, because a lot of these guys, me personally, I prefer the 8 mile track, but just because, you know, I just prefer 8 mile over quarter mile. Not saying I won't run quarter mile, because I will.
Right.
But 8 mile is just easier to me.
Okay.
That's just my opinion, you know, and that's mainly what's in Texas is 8 mile track. So this is what these guys are accustomed to.
That's the discussion I had with the Pro Mod guys, you know. Majority of those guys like to run the quarter over in Texas and Oklahoma area. Well, you got guys that want to run the 8 mile as well, so... it's like a decision now, but when you come to an 8 mile track, you don't have no choice but to run the 8 mile.
Mm-hmm. Right, but at least if they had a quarter mile track and you had a good track, they have an option to do an 8 mile.
Right, but still, you still set up a track.
But the first
like,
thing gonna come out their mouth is, "We had a quarter mile track. I ain't running the 8 mile."
Right.
But yeah.
Majority of the guys, though, when you set up the race, that's the first thing they'd ask you, there's a quarter mile, an 8 mile race. Because you got certain pro mile bikes in Texas that would only run 8 mile, and you have certain that would run quarter mile. So, and in order for the out of town bikes to come for the pro mile, you would pretty much do a quarter mile. And they will run the 8 mile too, but they prefer to run the quarter. So it's kind of which way you're trying to drive that class. But at the same time, I don't know, man. This is a puzzle here, I tell you. And it's not only going on this end of town, it's going on all over the place, man, because if you look at the Big 8 races and all that stuff there, man, at the attendance and all that, it has fallen off. With the pots that I see some of those guys are running, you would think that they would have like 16, 24-bike field, but they don't. So
I think the last Big 8, they only had 5 bikes in it, I believe.
Right, 5 bikes, the last 2 Big 8 races, I believe. But I got to agree with what I was saying, that there's probably too many races back-to-back on each other. I think that if a lot of the guys, you know, kind of pull their head together and work together for, like, trying to do 3 or 4 separate races and come together and do maybe 2 together, what I think that would bring back, you know, some of the
I agree, but I'm not a promoter, so, you know, I don't know what kind of money these guys are making off a race, you know, I don't know.
You don't really,
but
to be honest with you, you don't really make nothing. It's not a, it's not
Chris,
a whole lot.
Like you're saying, you're not really making, but then you might have that other person that's out there trying to make it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So they in it for the money, but. Just that said, you may be promoting because you like the sport or something, then you might have somebody else saying, well, shoot, man, I got to get paid this rate, man. I need to make some money. So
right.
It's all whatever that person is actually trying to do, though. But I remember even this year we had a couple of races. Man, I think they had 4 races, like, on the same day a couple times.
Exactly.
And that split the crowd right there.
The other. Why 1 week
right.
out
yeah.
the other? So they like, man, mm-hmm. why am I going to go over here when we got a race over here next weekend, you know?
Right. So there's been a minute time, man. I was up there looking, you know, crazy, but I said, man, look, as long as the guys came in, had a good time and raced or whatever, that's, you know, that matters with me is, you know, you got a place to race and trying to keep the program and stuff up running or whatever. And so, and things go smooth. I mean, you have a few races with a few little obstacles or whatever, and you know, you kind of expect that for last-minute stuff to take place, but as long as you can handle it and kind of, you know, get things resolved, well, I think that would tip to the aid as well. But I think if, like, the prime example, that race in Montgomery last month, I think it was like 2 or 3 of us all came together or whatever, and I think that showed that the system can work when you put people's heads together and they work as one or as a team versus trying to, you know, work separately. So that's another reason why I was calling and kind of throwing it out there on the table as well tonight, just to see, you know, man, do you think that would even work for us promoting putting the head together in Texas and putting, rather than doing 8 or 9 races a year, doing 4 or 5 maybe together and seeing with that you know, resolve anything. It's worth a try.
I agree, it's worth a try, but will it happen? That's beyond me. I don't know. If y'all come together and put a race together, more people show up, more money can be put towards the pot in the bracket class. If you have a shootout, you know, the pot, the circle can be bigger. You know, that entice more people to come. You know, everybody gonna come anyway because, you know, that's where everybody's at, you know, so.
Yeah.
But I'm not the one in charge of all that, so.
Yeah, I understand, but I just kind of wanted to get it.
I'm picking 2, too.
Yeah. But I just kind of wanted to get it from a racist perspective, whatever, just to see, you know, we got other callers on the line, too, man. So, I mean, I know a lot of you are listening, but this is the time now to kind of voice your opinion, man, and put your idea out there on the table. I mean, because even if you're just a spectator or whatever, I mean, your word counts. We got another caller here, man. 9050, your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I'm just listening in. They want to have all this racket in the background. I'm out here shopping. But, yeah.
Oh.
I agree with the event. Y'all need to kind of merge together. And I think it would be a whole lot better event.
Right. Because if you think about the guys that shoots over to North Star, look at the little Street T class we had, what was that, last month? Man, and that was just a pretty much 100% payout deal, but it still was a fun class. And then if you look at the Street T that Alex has over in Kennedale, if you can pull those classes together, man, you're looking well about, what, 40, 50 bikes maybe or more? So, I mean, the more numbers in, you know, you can kind of start saying, well, wow, that's kind of putting Texas, you know, on the map, man. Then you start pulling a lot of the out-of-town guys in as well participating. Because I think Oklahoma guys are kind of on board now wanting to do a little traveling and stuff. So, let's note that one down. Let's try to get the promoters together for the next one or whatever and see what that
mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of them probably would say, well, man, it may have to be on a neutral track for the first one or whatever just to see. Because who?
Where would a neutral track be at? That's the question. That's the ultimate decision right there.
I think that question always come up is where's a neutral track? Everybody always try to point to, Memphis? They try to say that's probably about neutral for everybody.
But for as over in Texas-wise, for those guys, if you take the whole state of Texas and just take a pin or something and put in the center of Texas, I mean, I don't know.
Texas,
and then if you try to
the only good tracks is in Houston or Dallas.
Right.
Area.
I contacted the big racetrack over there in Ennis. And was talking with those guys, but the problem come into certification of license and all that kind of stuff that they require you to have and all the safety equipment. As far as with the class bases, you know, they probably could pass the check whatever with the brake and all that and the lights and stuff. As far as with the grudge guys, you know, they may have a few issues or whatever.
But even in the class racing, everybody ain't going to have a license.
Real true. So, I don't know. So that kind of ruled that track out cause for what the amount that they want for that facility. I was like, man, it almost give you a heart attack.
And some of them tracks, if you got an IHRA license, and if they are NHRA tracks, some of them won't let that go either.
Really?
I think if you got NHRA, I believe you can go at any of the other ones, but some of the NHRAs, I don't think they accept the IHRA track license.
Oh, okay. And I don't think that, you know, just probably doing one race there would be even worthwhile to go even try to, you know, get licensed and make your bike come up to par for as to be standard to run on that track. Because I think they have a ground clearance as well that you have to pass and stuff and pass the tech. So what about that other track, man, over there in Texas? Red Line, down towards South Texas, down there. Was it Evendale or, I mean, Royal Purple?
I think that's in Houston area, ain't it?
Yeah, Baytown.
Yeah, it's down at Baytown, right.
Baytown, yeah. I don't think they really did no bike stuff since Hurricane Alley.
Okay.
I don't think they've done bike stuff since then. And that's an NHRA sanctioned track, too, so I think they might be on license over there, too. Not sure. I've been there a couple of times before, but...
Mm-hmm.
I think they text you and want to check you and everything there too, but I don't remember about license at the time. I have them, but they didn't ask me for mine, but I don't know if they asked for them or not.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well, so I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, is this something that was running across my mind? Because, like, as I hear how those other guys be arguing stuff over there on that East Coast side, and I said, man, I definitely don't want that to happen. Oh, he'll either lose fans there to events, you know, with the way things are happening and people are steady, you know, coming out there, popping up with these events and stuff. So, but I definitely like the idea of what you guys are saying for us with the first one, the promoters need to work together. I don't disagree with you on that. The question would be, will they do it? Would be the big question. So, for a lot of people talking about grudge races only, what do you think about that idea? I've heard people complain about this, or the complaining about the street guys and all that stuff at events.
I don't know what to say about that. Grudge guys need to show up, you know, race, I guess. Those guys showing up and racing.
Yeah, but like I said, they show up, but then when I come to a race or whatever, and just say if I'm a spectator, I'm up in the bleachers or whatever, and when you have idle time, what I call it, for as nothing's going down the track, and people up in the bleachers, they get bored or whatever. So they, to them, you know, they like, man, we don't, we'd have came here and then really not seeing any action or whatever going down the track. So I guess they kind of get fed up as well. But then if you got 3T class in there going down the track, flashing the boys up or whatever, I think that's entertainment until the grudge, you know, race or grudge come up. And if you had a grudge race, to kind of end the night. But I don't know. I think 3T, man, just –
I agree with you there too, Chris. They kind of go – I think they go hand in hand because a lot of times you look at some of those tracks, you'll see where the grudge guys, they don't usually come out to later on, even if you open the gates at 12 o'clock. You got some grudge guys, they just come in and they just kind of hang around majority of the day. But most of the grudge races really don't pop off till that night. But like you say, they need something to – do during the daytime, so I kind of think they go hand in hand. But I believe where we mess up at is when if we start the ET class too late, and then it pushes it on into that, and I believe that's where it kind of mess up at right there. And they still had opportunity in between rounds to either make shakedowns or if they got a grudge race off then. But I mean, that's just kind of how I think I see things with it. I be going sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And a lot of these tracks, are closing too early, man. That's another ordeal with me personally. These tracks are closing too early, man.
Right.
And especially when it's summertime and it get hot, shit, man. It,
right.
You know, by the time it cool off, hell, you ain't got no more hour or something, you know, to really get some racing in. You know, at a good temperature, all right, or the best temperature, what I should say, because it's so damn hot. Right. Need to find a track that's going to stay open past, you know, midnight. Some of these tracks be closing at 10 o'clock. You know, you got an event going on. What the hell going on here?
And I know North Star closed a little earlier this time. What reason, man? I mean, it was to the point where you see two or three bikes go down and... And, you know, it just wasn't a whole lot of action, whatever, going on. But I know they have a no curfew. So, I mean, it's hard up summer when it's hot or whatever. You know, they shouldn't,
they'll
that shouldn't be
night.
No problem. Yeah, they'll run all night. So,
run all night.
That's a good thing about them. I don't know what Red Line is going to do when they come back aboard for their policy of do they have a curfew or not. Or whatever. I don't think H&P has a curfew either.
I think they do. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they? I don't know.
I think you'll run pretty late at H&P too.
Right.
Motherfucking Lord.
Yeah. But I know the track's over in Louisiana, man, they have a 12 o'clock. I think we kept State Cowboy over one night to two, but that was when it was really hot, man, and we started.
Hey, I don't think no problem. Evening. I don't think no problem got no curfew, Chris.
Okay.
But we was out there one night. It rained, and they said they were still going to get that race in. And I left. It was 2:30 in the morning when I left. We had just finished the second round.
Wow.
And okay. I think they ran till about 4:45 that morning.
I know one year we was over there at North Star, man. We left like 3 something in the morning. I never seen people get so tired of a race, man. They just load up and left. So I said, man, that was crazy. That was the first time witnessing something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so what about past Dallas area, man? Over, I know there was a track down there in San Antonio, but then you pulling, that's a nice drive from the Dallas area too, isn't it?
It's about 3.5
Okay.
But that track right there, it'd be hit or miss, man. You know, it'd be hit or miss, man, as far as the track
okay.
works.
Right. And when we came up with over on this end,
Now, I think another thing is, too, some of these guys, I don't think they mind traveling. It's just when they travel and you go there and you don't get a race. And I know they try to do the lock-in, and some people say they do lock-in, some people say they don't. But I think that's a big thing right there, too, that you travel and, man, nobody want to race. And now you just all you did is waste the gas and hotels now. Look at, what's his name, CJ. I think CJ come down from Chicago one time, and I forgot where he went, but I think he got there and supposed to have been some races, but they didn't lock in, and I don't think none of those races end up even happening.
Wow. Yeah, it just seems like it's hard for that fella to get a race.
Yeah, he almost got to do some. It's most of the time he's doing some old crazy races just to get a race.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So, man, anything else you guys can think of or whatever for it?
I mean, what type of classes, you know, would you be?
Well, like, prime example, like, well, now I'm trying to plan for the Mardi Gras race that's coming up. There'll be a car class, Dos Amos Pro Mod, and that's really to have cars there on the track to put rubber and stuff down. I'm going to run a class so that way you can kind of control it, the car, you know, car guys or whatever. But as far as with the bikes concerned, that'll be a street ET class, more V-twin, and probably throw in a hand clutch class or something, and kind of everything else will be maybe grudge and a few tests and tune sessions or whatever. Let somebody come up that wants to sponsor another class or something and kind of add it into the lineup as well, because it's going to be a two-day event. So Sunday will probably run like another little mini street ET or a 950 class or something, and pretty much grudge, whatever, if you want to do that and run like a little another car class on Sunday. So the main thing would be, I know the street ET and the pro ET probably would try to lay off of that one and try that at the next little series thing that what we're trying to get going over on this end too for next year, and run the pro ET in that class there, because it takes some dollars, man, to run those classes at those events or whatever. Anybody can throw a grudge, all grudge thing there, and, you know, and when you have classes involved in it, it just adds a whole complete different ball game to it. And so, but sometimes the classes save the day, to be honest, which, I mean, Like when you put bounty, like that race over there in Northside last time, we put that bounty out on Eric or whatever. Man, that was a lot of people got a nice feedback on that. Yeah, and it kind of made it exciting as well, you know. With it. I like to do the same thing maybe on some grudge guys or whatever, put a bounty out on them. But I don't know. It was just something to toss around. I know I was checking with the scheduling over there at North Star this year to try to come a little earlier this year versus waiting to like July in the hard part of summer. Hopefully to have something on the books in about another month or two for us, the dates wise. To at least try to get over there in March or April or something. But then that'll, you know, have to kind of work around the other guys as well. We have another caller here as well, so let me open up the line here. 2920, and your line is open.
I'm just listening, Chris. That's my phone. I had to meet with everyone.
Okay.
I'm just here to check it out, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're just trying to come up with some ideas and some thoughts to kind of put some on the table and to kind of keep this sport alive, man, and stop trying to see it falling apart.
Hey, Chris. Hey, so you guys don't want to do no, like, horseman race or nothing at those events you're trying to do or no?
Yeah.
Or is it just hard to get people to do it?
No, the reason why I didn't do that last time at North Star was because there was one at Kennedale that week before, and I figured all the guys had messed their bikes or whatever up. I wasn't trying to put too much pressure on people there.
I'm just curious for next year, because that's what I want to do all year next year, just run
right.
those kind of classes. That's why I was curious.
Right.
You know.
And it takes the arguing stuff out of racing, and in that way there you have to race. So.
And to be honest with you, I mean, you know, there's some guys that like 250 buy-in, but there's some guys that think it's too cheap, and then there's some guys that like 500, which I think 500 is a good deal, but then you scare away the people that want to race for a smaller amount, you know. But if you can get good bikes, winner take all, you know, that's what that'll draw a crowd.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And that's my own opinion, is if you could do some sort of horse race, and maybe, I mean, I got no problem trying to put money on top, and if you match, you know what I mean, to get people to go in.
Right.
I mean, because as soon as you do a couple races like that, you know, it'll bring more and more people.
Right. The only thing that I don't care for, I mean, that is a good idea. But at the same time, when you start getting up in the 500 or more, then you draw in the other guys for it out of town to see that and feel like it's a you know, easy win for them. One of the things.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like 500, you know.
Okay.
And then if they're just locals, you can drop it down for some of the guys that just want to do, you know, if no one comes from out of town, you know.
Right.
Just because what happens is 250 is too cheap for the out-of-towners. 500 is a good deal to bring out-of-towners in. But then if you go 1,000, that scares all the little people away that know they can't hang with it, you know.
Right. So.
But then that'll bring a lot of good bikes that can get the entertainment going. You know,
right.
But the whole key is like Poe was saying, is that you got to find a track that's going to stay open late enough because it's too hot. You can be running at 5 o'clock. You know? And then if you could if you bring enough crowd and get enough bikes, you could throw money on top. You know, or if you can get a couple of sponsors to put in there, you know, to add to the pot to make it even bigger and better. And then you still have the speed. Then you have the cars. Cause that's another big problem is if you don't have cars racing. A lot of the fast bikes can't get down the track because you're having street ET guys tear it up and not put rubber down. So if you have cars, that'll bring more people to come as long as they don't tear the track.
Well, that was the format I tried to use over there at North Star this past time for us to see how that would work out with the little car class, which everybody, you know, seemed to have fun except for the little incident over there with that with the Mustang. But other than that, I didn't hear nobody complaining or anything about the track. Wasn't there, even though we're on the street ET class. But as long as you had the cars there, you know, going back over, putting the rubber back down, so that kind of kept, you know, everything pretty much running. That's something that I definitely would take in consideration, you know, to try to do a kickoff maybe next year as a gambler or whatever, something.
Yeah, because I'm down for that all day long.
Right.
You know, personally. Because then you say you take all the drama out of the racing.
Right.
Now, hey, Chris, I have a question. I don't know if some I came in late, but what if you try to do a I know I talked to you before about you and Alex getting together, right? You
right.
Because that'll help races back-to-back or stuff like that. But what if you try to do, like, you know, one race at just say Benton, you know, one time. And,
right.
You know, you did a horse race or, you know, you did your 3T. But also then the next race you had at HMP, but it was like a series thing to where you get your – 3T races, you get all those races in the, you know, you got your little series, you know, series, however you want to call it, but, you know, then you do one at Taylor in Louisiana, you get them guys involved, and, you know, so they also want to come over to Texas, too, because, you know what I mean, it's a series thing, so, you know, they don't mind traveling that little 3-4 hours because of something like that.
Right. Yeah, that, actually, Alex and I had briefly talked about that, the last North Star event down there, but I didn't get a chance to just go in the trailer with him or nothing and just kind of, you know, pretty much come up with something. But I told him that I definitely would be trying to work together, you know, put our heads together, man, for next year or whatever, because I just see the sport falling, you know, apart and stuff. And that's definitely what I don't want to see happen, you know, for those that in the Texas and Louisiana area for us, because we pretty much, I mean, it's going on everywhere, so it's not only just Texas, man. We're going to see, because I was telling someone earlier in the show, man, that it was like 4 or 5 events going on in one day over there on Carolina side, so and then you put the people like, man, I want to go to this race, I want to go to that race, so you kind of put them in a bad situation, because they want to pretty much keep up with where the crowd are going and stuff. So
I agree.
That was one of the suggestions I was asking him too for, is rather than to try to go either to North Star or to Kennedale, let's see what we could do over in Gillum for even something to work together, just to see if that would even, you know, work that's not too far away from you guys to travel or whatever. And that's kind of like in a centralized place as well, because, see, you got Louisiana guys just have to drive just as far as, especially on the lower end of Louisiana, than what you guys would have to do from over in the Texas area.
Yeah, one thing I don't understand is, you know, I most people know me. I go to Dallas 95% of the time to race. But what I don't understand is, I don't know if I've ever seen any of those Louisiana guys come to Dallas. I've been to Houston. I see a lot of them go to Houston all the time. And so that's why I'm trying to say, you know, if you did a thing, you know, say you did 3 races, you know, I'm just saying a number. Say you did 3 races. And you did one at Denton, one at HMP, and one at, I don't know, State Capitol. You know, any track in Louisiana.
Yeah.
But you did some kind of points thing to where, you know, you say, okay, guys, I'm going to do this. And at the end, I mean, you know, like Alex does, it's serious things, but you do it in those 3 tracks where you get everybody involved in those 3 areas where they do travel to the other track. You get what I'm saying? And then you can also do, like Nick said, you can do the horseman thing, because I like that deal. I think that's a hell of a format. You know, you like you said, you take the argument out of it. You got people that's going to race, and they get to racing, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that is something to think about, but I guess you just have so many weekends in a month, and so and then a lot of the tracks will go out there and schedule races and kind of give you dates that's, you know, kind of, I don't know if they go out there and look at other people's calendars and see that, man, that they having a race this weekend that we'll leave this open and all that, so and they'll be like, this is the only available date or whatever that's open for the tracks or whatever, so it's, I guess, but if you get 2 or 3 heads together, then you probably could, you know, work a little bit more efficiently, whatever, for us with the scheduling and stuff. So that is something that we'll try to definitely bring up at the next little conference that I call with you guys. I try to have all these promoters on there and see what those guys say as well, and see if they would agree to because like Street ET, man, that class there, you really don't have any advantages over nobody. I mean, unless you're trying to cheat or whatever, you know. But other than that, I think it's more of a fun competitive class. So Street ET, you know, man, when somebody here with Street ET race or whatever, they should jump to that. I don't know. Maybe we can definitely try to build or whatever for 2016. With that, the grudge scene, I don't know. For us with them, what's the plan? I would just be scared to even try all grudge event without the class guys.
Mm-hmm. Personally, I think you always gonna need a class at an event. That's my personal.
Right.
Just at least in this area, you do a all grudge event. I mean, you know, no offense to nobody, but it's a lot of people that just bump their gums, you know, and you'll sit here and hear it all day long, and it won't be much racing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's my personal belief, you know. From what I see, you know, people are talking, arguing all day long, and won't be very many bikes going down the track unless somebody's just making 100 shakedowns.
Man,
you know, it won't be that much
fun, man. Don't do sound like
right.
That.
You wrong, boy, you wrong.
But, I mean, the main thing is making it exciting like you did the Street ET, putting a bounty on somebody, you know, because that's going to bring a lot of people out there.
Right.
You got to make it exciting, and you know, even put headliners out there, you know, like, you know, Alex going to race this dude, you know, if his bike's the baddest one, you know, for next year as well, and, you know, just have good matchups that people want to come and see, you know, and
right.
Just see if they can work out a deal where you can do it. Just, you got to do something.
Yeah.
Well,
I
Nick,
agree.
All you gotta do if you wanna be there, you know, we got the fastest crew in Texas, Chump Change, just tell everybody we're gonna get them in, everybody be here.
Yeah. I mean, you just gotta have some bikes wanting to race each other and try not to buy the pot, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to, in my opinion. You know. If they really wanna race, they'll race, especially if they came out of town. You don't gotta race for $15,000. You know.
Right. Because I think they doing a big lock-in in December over there in Bradenton, man. I think the thing is like, I think it's 45-something, nothing. It's just, you know. But I think that's going to bring up a lot of friends versus just having being able to, you know, be competitive to run for that kind of money. But I wouldn't even want to be in that situation, man. That ain't going to be nothing but a headache. Yes, indeed. But I think everything going to be, I think the horseman deal, man, will probably be the way out as far as with the grudge stuff. And anything, you know, behind it.
Yeah, because you can still side bet if someone draws someone they want to run, they can still put money on it. You know, it can still be worth more than what normal people think it is. You know,
right.
And then they got a race, so
yeah, you have no choice but to race.
Yeah, but you know, no matter what you do, you know, no matter how long you think about it, how much time left you put in, man, you ain't gonna please everybody. That one thing about it.
Yeah,
right.
That's the truth there. You just gotta, I'm gonna do this for this much. You're gonna have people bitch for this too high. Well, you know, you should have a crew just like they tell me. You know, we'll all put in.
Right.
I mean, I'm down for the horse and races, so that's what I'll do if you do them. You can have one bike in there. And now you just need to find seven more.
Right. You think we could...
And that should not be hard.
No,
we should have... I'm saying we should have at least, what, 8 bikes in Texas, shouldn't it?
Yeah, more than that.
Easily.
You got more than that.
There's
going to be some more out next year.
Right.
I mean, the main thing is just make sure, it becomes fun to get us, going again. However you
right.
do it, that's different.
Yeah.
Hey Chris, have you heard that Alex still gonna do his series next year?
Well, I think the series, man, the only way you'd be able to do that series is that the in between races or whatever probably would have to disappear or whatever, because you don't wanna just throw, so many races out there and then you're tightening the crowd out. Because I was looking at the race format that Jason Miller uses over there with the ID. They kind of scattered out. Like, I think he has about 6 or 7 races, but at the same time, up in that area there, I think he should be the only one that's really doing, events. So you have people looking forward to going supporting that event. But when you have several different, people like over in Texas, like Kennedale and North Star and all those other tracks doing it, that's a whole complete different format then you have to kind of come up with. So I don't know how that would really, balance itself out. And I think only this year, we had done 2, I think, events at North Star, as a Holly thing, and that one down in October, so. And Tom McDowell has invited, the Grudge Bikes over to his event on the 14th to come and, want to come over and race then. Because the initial plan was to do a November 7th race over there with the Grudge guys. I was going to get the Carolina guys to come over there. Well, when the scheduling and stuff kind of got screwed up over there in North, that kind of threw stuff off, so. I just say, I just try to work on that next year, so to get them to come over there. I said, we probably just would wait and see what happened for us with the lineup for next year. Yeah, but the next thing, that we probably, would focus on would be the Mardi Gras thing coming up in February and kind of go from there. I think No Problem may have something in December. I don't know yet. I'm kind of looking at the scheduling for that in the early part of December. But, again, that's like a 7-some-hour drive for you guys over there then. So, I don't know. It'd be nice, boy, if Dallas Raceway would open back up. But I know that probably would never happen. Has they started tearing the track up, or is it still over there?
I ain't been out that way in a long time. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, guys, I didn't really want to take up a lot of your time tonight. I'll just take about an hour of your time just to kind of get this thing rolling. We may try to do this, man, weekly until we can really come up with a solution. When we reach out to these other promoters over there in Texas, man, and see if I can get all them to come on maybe next week sometime. And see if we can, just throw some ideas on the table, man, and see what we can come up with. And kind of go from there. and see. So with that being said, I just want to thank you guys for taking a few minutes out to come out and even just be willing to listen, you know, and kind of put your little ideas out there. I know Alex, he couldn't come on today. He'll be late, but I told him that it's just something like a brainstorming session. So every other time that we can have him on as well, definitely want to leave him out. But I figure this was just to kind of get the ball rolling and see what we can go with, go from, you know, at this point here. So I definitely keep you guys abreast of what's going on and put out the little schedule thing for next week if we can get all these guys on board and be willing to work with each other as well. I do think the ones that did come on tonight, or even making the effort to even listen to entertain, you know, what's going on. So I think that's a big start and hope to kind of build from that. So if we don't have any more comments or whatever, guys, I guess we're gonna end the show tonight. And like I said, probably do another one next week sometime. So
yeah,
any other comments?
They said
they're
gonna run through everybody next year.
They do what now?
Shit, Trump changed the whole Trump chain. So they're gonna run through the whole belt next year, so that's your horse race right there. They got 22 bucks and they cool.
Who is this?
Trump chain.
Hey, it don't matter. Hey, it don't matter who it is. They ain't gonna do nothing.
Well, they'll say that until the bikes from over on this end here somewhere to start showing up. I like the idiot.
No, they said they're
going to
do it, Chris.
And they're going to leave their bikes.
They said they're going to run through Poland and everybody.
Oh.
They don't leave their bike at home and say it's broke.
Well, we just going to have to hold them to their word, and they talking about doing that.
Y'all messy, brother.
Sam alone.
Well, all right, guys. I'm shocked too. But maybe next time they definitely will or whatever. And so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Well, until then, guys. Let you get back to your families or whatever, the ones that's taking your kids out for trick-or-treating or whatever. I just kind of wanted to see what was on your mind. So, like I said, next week I hope to try to plan another one and see what we can come up with tomorrow. All right. Well, that being said,
right.
You're going to have a nice one, man. All right?
All right.
Okay.
We'll see you, man.
All right, man.